Riviera Radio. Business.
Boom.
Good morning.
Oh, there you are. That's better.
That's crystal clear and beautiful, isn't it?
Nothing like the good old ISDN, eh?
Very nice.
All this new technology stuff, you know, you can't beat
don't
the
need
old...
it. No. Don't need Zoom, don't need Boom, don't need Clean Feed, IPAD. Forget it.
Yeah.
Not required.
Well, as long as Uncle Barclay carries on paying the phone bill, we should be okay, shouldn't we?
Let's do it.
Actually, we're paying because I'm dialing you. Actually, can you dial us now?
No, it's impossible. Sorry.
Okay, moving on to the markets. We had a boost on Monday, but it all fell flat yesterday after President Trump ended negotiations on a new coronavirus aid package.
Exactly right. US stocks tumbled. Bonds soared in the last hour of trading on Wall Street after President Trump said he's ending stimulus talks until after the election, just hours after Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell renewed his warning the recovery will stumble without additional fiscal support. We know there's been this political impasse over the size and the scale of the stimulus required between the Democrats and the Republicans. I think at the last count, it was the difference somewhere around $600 billion. They've clashed over the proposed level of additional unemployment insurance, direct relief payments, and assistance for local and state governments. Reaching agreements, we said before, against the backdrop of a divisive presidential election was always going to be difficult. I still think we are going to get a package. It's almost inevitable. So I still think it's a question of when rather than if, although there's a question about how much that is likely to be. I think markets have also placed too much emphasis on the importance of a deal. The reality is it would have provided a short term positive boost to sentiment, but longer term growth prospects are more likely to be influenced by solving the medical crisis and the result of the election. So we continue to focus on those elements. In fact, US futures have turned positive this morning. Markets did react to say overnight, though. S&P 500 slumped 1.4%, raising a gain of 0.7%. And we are looking at a weaker start on the European bourses this morning, where we're currently calling FTSE down 16 points. DAX over in Frankfurt down 41 points. CAC Corona Paris off 22 points.
What's your feeling about the way the election's going to go? I mean, polls are saying Biden's leading by 14%, but I caught a New York pollster. I didn't get his name. He was speaking on the BBC yesterday, and he was scoring it 49 to Biden, 47 to Trump. And it seems like a wild difference in the polls.
Yeah, I haven't seen any national polls that put it as close as that, it has to be said. Remember, it's not around the national poll that's important, but it's around winning those all-important swing states that we've been talking about. But if anything there, you could argue that Joe Biden's lead has been intensifying. So listen, there's multiple paths for, I think, the Democrats candidate to take the keys to the White House. It's going to be a harder argument to make about how President Trump can get over the line this time around. But as you say, remember saying that back in 2016. So we have to wait to see exactly how it plays out. Probably a little bit too close to call. We still think we'll see further volatility in financial markets as we head towards that all-important date.
It's the swing states that are going to count. Florida, North Carolina, those kind of places.
Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, these are the big states you've got to watch out for. Some of the big states will continue to be important. Donald Trump did very well, of course, in winning some of those swing states that haven't done so for many years, putting those in the column of the Republicans. But we should remember, Joe Biden is, of course, from Pennsylvania, so perhaps that will play out in an important role in one of those crucial swing states as well.
Okay, French economy isn't doing very well. Although I have to say that no signs of any stores closing down en masse like there are in the UK, but I guess that's the difference between the rental prices.
Yeah, the French economy is projected to stagnate in the fourth quarter's uncertainty, and the risk of lockdowns stifle investment and consumer spending. INSEE, the country's statistics agency, downgraded their growth forecast to 0% from 1%, as sentiment surveys, they suggest, have been tinged with worry about the near future, undermining confidence that built up after a strong rebound in activity when France lifted nationwide restrictions earlier in the summer. The service sector is particularly downbeat. They also said households are fearing rising unemployment. The report adds to the evidence the euro recovery is running out of steam as European governments struggle to balance economic activity with the need to contain the resurgence of the virus. The euro fell on the update. Expectations, of course, the European Central Bank will need to increase its asset purchase programme.
You're much better on the ISDN, you know.
Do you like it?
Yeah, yeah. You know, much
more
punchy.
Isn't it?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Old school.
Meatballs.
IKEA, yes, doing very well. I struggled to make the jump there. IKEA's reported resilient full-year figures and offered an optimistic outlook. They said sales are expected to return to growth during the course of this year. The coronavirus boosted shoppers' interest in spending more money on their homes, a trend the world's biggest furniture retailer believes will stay. Retail sales, products and services at its 445 IKEA stores and online shrank just 4% in the year through August. That's much, much better than was feared at the height of the crisis. E-commerce sales surged 45% to account for 15% of the total. Said in recent weeks, sales are up nicely. In fact, they're up 7 to 8% year on year. That's encouraging them to continue to expand. They said they'd open 50 new stores during the course of this year. Most of those new stores will be the inner city format. So moving away a little bit from the iconic sort of large out-of-town stores to trying to get closer to people in their neighbourhoods.
I'm sharpening my Allen keys.
You are? Getting ready for it?
Yeah.
What do you need? Some new shelves?
No, my daughter's having a new bed delivered on Saturday. I'm going to have to do battle with that.
That's a Saturday and Sunday job.
Well, probably most of Saturday, I would imagine.
Very nice.
Foreign exchanges, please.
Pound against the dollar coming in at 1.29. Euro dollar coming in at 1.17. Can you get just under €1.10 for your British pound this morning?
Let's hope the old ISDN line holds up.
We're liking this, aren't we?
Very good. Very good.
Good man.
Yes, can actually understand what you're saying again. Right, talk to you tomorrow. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Hank Potts and Barclays.